Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can give myself a treat instead of a treatment. Light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Parton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Parky Carcass!
Boy, this mail has been piling up here for weeks. Just look at that stack. Two letters and a postcard. Let me for to see what that postcard says. Dear Mr. Parky Carcass, this is to advise you that we took up your case at our meeting last night, and we regret to inform you that the board has turned down your application for extra A and B gasoline coupons. Signed, ration board 562 and 3/8. So they turned down my application, huh? Well, I guess it just don't mean nothing to them when I'm an air raid warden. I got a good mind to turn in my helmet.
Hello,
Parky. Hello, John Button. I was just going through my mail. Oh, my, I wonder who this letter is from. You know, I could never guess in a million years. Yeah, I only wish what I knew who sent me that letter.
Well, why don't you open it and find out?
I hate to spoil the surprise. Yes, I'll open it. It's from my nephew, Dimitris. Dear Uncle Parky, you say with the vision and the throne and the pressure. Say, John, I couldn't understand this letter at all.
Well, what does he say?
Just listen to this. Dear Uncle Parky, what I've got to say to you is so important that I'm afraid for to put it in this letter. So I'm sending you another letter telling you all about it. With my best regards, your nephew, Dimitris.
Well, that's the strangest thing I ever heard, Parky.
Yes.
Your nephew is afraid to write something in one letter, so he's writing you another?
That's some kind of crazy, isn't it? You know, when he was a little boy, everybody thought he was going to grow up to be stupid, and he didn't disappoint them. Oh, here's his other letter here. I'll open it up. Dear Uncle Parky, as I was just saying, as he was just saying, this is will come to you as a terrific surprise, but I'm got married yesterday to a woman. And you could do us a great favor. You see, me and my new wife is would like for to live in Los Angeles. I know how bad the housing situation is down there, but we are not fussy and we'll take anything. Anything at all, as long as it's a five-room apartment with a southern exposure, two baths, maid and laundry service, and a private telephone, and the apartment must be on the first floor facing east, as I do not like to climb steps, and I'm willing for to spend up to $22.50 a month. And if necessary, we will pay 1 week's rent in advance. I cannot tell you now the color of the wallpaper we want, as my wife could not make up her mind, so I would suggest that you get 6 or 7 different apartments for us to choose from. Your nephew, Dimitris.
Well, Parky, does your nephew really believe that you can line up 6 or 7 different apartments to choose from?
Wait a minute. P.S., you can forget about getting the apartment, as we will not need it, because I just had a fight with my wife, and she is going home to her mother, and I'm going with her. That is the craziest thing that I never...
Hiya, Parky.
Hi, Parky. Say, Parky, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes.
Would you excuse me, please, John?
Why, of course. I'll see you boys later.
Yes, see you later.
Say, Parky. I got a friend who just came back from overseas and started a new job today.
Yes.
And I thought it'd be nice if you'd kind of help him get started.
Well, I'd be very glad to do what I'm good at. What does he do?
He sells life insurance.
He sells life insurance?
Yeah, and I want you to buy a policy from him. You see, Parky, all the boy wants to do is sell one policy to somebody.
Yes.
Then he can take the commission from that and go into a new line of business.
I see. Well, Opie, if he's only got for to sell only one policy, why don't you buy it from him?
Well, I don't believe in life insurance, Parky.
I see.
The only thing I carry on myself is burglary insurance.
What good is it to carry burglary insurance on yourself?
Well, in case anybody ever steals me, I collect $50.
I see. Look up here. I don't want no life insurance. What do I need life insurance for? After all, I'm all alone in this world. I wouldn't even know who to leave it to.
Oh, I got that all figured out for you, Parky.
Yes?
When you die, I can arrange it so you can leave all your money to me.
No, Uppy, but thank you very much just the same.
Well, Parky, the least you can do is say hello to the boy and give him a little encouragement. Don't forget the poor fellow's been overseas.
Yeah, well, if it'll make him for to feel good, I'll be glad for to talk to him, but I don't go to buy no life insurance because I don't want none.
Okay, I'll call him.
Yeah.
Elliot! Hey, Elliot, come on over here. Parky, this is my friend, Elliot.
Oh, how you do, Elliot? Oppie tells me what you've been overseas.
I'll say I was overseas for 4 years.
4 years? Was you in the Army?
Nah.
The Navy?
Nah.
Oh, you was in the Marines?
Nah, I wasn't in the Marines.
Well, I know you wasn't with the wax. You don't be in all those services. How did you get overseas?
They deported me.
They deported you?
Yeah. Hey, Opie's been pestering me to come over here and give you a break and sell you some life insurance.
Yes, I appreciate that break what you give me, but really, I don't want no life insurance.
Let's pull out this application. How old are you?
How old I am? 42.
42?
Yes.
I'd hate to be hanging since you were 42. Listen, brother.
What?
Unless you answer these questions truthfully, we can throw you in the clink for 20 years.
You could throw who in the clink for 20 years? Look, mister, you can take your application and leave this place.
Don't raise your voice to me, Bob. Don't forget, I didn't send for you. You wanted to buy some insurance, and I'm nice enough to sell it to you.
Yeah, well, don't be so nice. Mr. Elliot, I'm telling you for the last time what I don't want no insurance.
The doctor will examine you at 4 o'clock.
Yes. The doctor will examine who? What doctor?
You don't expect us to give you life insurance without a medical examination, do you?
I don't expect you for to give me nothing. I don't want no insurance, and that's final. E-N-D. Now, please leave before I lose my temperature.
Opie, if this guy wasn't a friend of yours, I wouldn't stay here 2 minutes. Why, he's the most insulting man I ever met in my life.
Oh, don't mind him, Elliot. Parky don't mean to be rude. He's just ignorant.
That's right, Elliot, I am.
Okay, I accept your apology.
Yes.
Now, at your age, a $10,000 policy will cost $328 annually. Now, how do you want to pay? Every week or 52 times a year?
I'd rather pay it every week. I don't want to be bothered 52 times a year. Look, mister, honest, I don't want no life insurance.
Well, listen, Parky, I told you, all he wants to do is sell one policy so that he can collect the commission to use to go into another line of business.
Say, Mr. Elliot, if you are only got for to sell gents one policy, why did you pick me out, a total stranger?
What? Expect me to sell this policy to one of my friends?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Come on, get your hat. Let's get going and we'll miss that doctor.
Oh, my.
Now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Miss Patti Bolton sings South America, Take It Away.
Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man. We think our South American neighbors are grand. Oh, we love them to beat the band. South America, South America, South America. Oh, you beautiful lands below, don't know what you began. To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to the Pan-American plan. Take back your rumba, aye, your conga, aye, your samba, aye, aye, aye. Moving, aye, my chassis, aye, any longer, aye, aye, aye. Now maybe Latin's aye in their middle, aye, built stronger, aye, aye, aye. I can't keep taking to this making, and this quaking with the shaking leaves me aching. Holy, first you shake around and settle there, then you shake around and settle here, then you shake around and settle there. That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click clack in the back of my sacro iliac. Take back your rumba, aye, conga, aye, samba, aye, aye, aye. Why can't you send this eyeless renew, eyeless number, aye, aye, aye. I got more bumps now, aye, than on a aye cucumber, aye, aye, aye. Follow the Latin drums a-clockin' like a jumpin' jack, I'm hoppin' without stoppin'. Holy, South America!
Gilmore, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Where's Parkey?
Oh, he's going over to be examined for some insurance.
Insurance? Well, why didn't he see me? I'm in that business.
I didn't know you sell life insurance, all right?
Oh, I don't. I sell cigarette insurance.
Cigarette insurance?
That's right, Opie. With every pack of Old Golds you buy, you benefit by a wonderful policy. A policy of giving you a treat instead of a treatment. You see, Opie, the Old Gold folks are much more concerned about how a cigarette tastes than about laboratory tests and the usual medical claims about smoking and throat irritation and all that kind of stuff.
You mean to tell me, Art, that when you light an Old Gold, you're not lighting up a bunch of test tubes or statistics?
Right. You're just putting your match to a real cigarette. Honestly, we don't want you to doctor yourself every time you light an Old Gold or compare yourself to a guinea pig. All we ask is that you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy.
Well, Art, after all, the Old Gold folks have been in the tobacco business almost 200 years. And they certainly know everything there is to know about making a fine cigarette.
Yes, and after nearly 200 years in the tobacco business, we're not going to switch over to the throat treatment business. Sure, take care of yourself, not only your throat, but everything else. But listen, any time you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to some Old Gold.
Do you mind saying that again, Art?
I sure don't, Opie. Friends, any time you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to some Old Gold.
Mr. Elliot, I don't know how I ever let you for to get me up here in this doctor's office. I told you 100 times I don't want no life insurance.
Quiet. Here's the doctor. Hello, Doc. I brought over the man I phoned you about. This is Parker Carcass.
Parker Carcass. Never heard of that. That must be a very rare disease.
No. Parker Carcass, that don't be no disease. That's my name.
Oh, yes. Pardon me. Yes. See, I'm just resuming my practice of medicine again. I was in the Army 5 years.
Oh, you're a veteran.
Oh, mercy, yes.
Yes.
Now, would you mind opening your mouth so I can count your teeth, see how old you are?
Count my teeth and see how old I am? Did you say you're a veteran or a veterinarian?
Well, I must make a confession.
Yes.
Before I went into the service, I only treated animals.
Animals?
And you know something?
What?
You are the first human being I've ever treated. You are a human being, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I better make a note of that on a red card so I won't get you mixed up with the other patients.
Oh, my.
Doctor, Mr. Parker Carcass wants to take out a $10,000 policy with our company. We'd like you to examine it.
I'd be glad to, yes. Would you step over here, please, and open your shirt so I can listen to your chest where this stethoscope?
I hate to have anybody put one of those things in my chest. They're always so cold, you know.
Quiet, please. I'm trying to listen. This is amazing.
What is it, Doctor?
Look, Mr. Elliot, if you don't mind, I'm going to go back to my restaurant. Look, sell your insurance to the doctor. I don't want none at all.
Now, Mr. Parker Carcass,
Stand still, please.
Yes.
I'd like to take your blood pressure. Here, just let me adjust this machine on your arm. Quiet now. Pardon me, Mr. Parkercockers. How much air do you usually take?
35 pounds all around.
Good heavens, I've never seen anything like this.
What is it, Doctor?
Why, this man's blood pressure is tremendously high.
Well, everything is high nowadays. Maybe it's inflation, I don't know.
Yes, but your blood pressure is 1,300.
1,300?
Yes, they'll never issue an insurance policy on your life.
Oh, so this wise guy was trying to put something over on my poor company, huh? Insisting that we give him insurance when all the time he knew what a bad risk he was.
No, Mr. Elliot, I tell you, I'm all right. Honest, I feel fine. You got to give me that insurance. I want that insurance. I need it, really.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yes.
Well, you won't get the insurance, see? Huh? And not only that, but your record will be reported to our association and no other insurance company in the world will ever issue a policy on your life.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll get that life insurance. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm going over your head. I'm going right now for to see the manager of your company.
Sorry, Mr. Parkercockers, but the doctor's report says that your blood pressure is 1,300, and as manager of our company, I cannot issue you a life insurance policy.
Then, mister, I'm going to talk to somebody higher than you. I'm going to go for to see your vice president.
Mr. Parkercockers, as vice president of the company, I must back up my subordinates. I can only go by your medical report. I'm sorry, we cannot give you insurance.
Yeah, well, I'm not going for to give this thing up. I'll go and see the president. Here's the president's office, here. That must be the president playing the piano. Mr. President, I am Parkercockers.
Parkercockers?
Yes.
Oh, you're the man with a blood pressure of 1,300. Yes. No, I'm sorry. We cannot insure your life.
Oh, but Mr. President...
I said no. Now, please go. I'm very busy and you're interrupting my work. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing 5 minutes more.
When's the next time you buy a pack of cigarettes? Let Old Gold give you a treat instead of a treatment. It's as simple as all that. Just enjoy the pleasure of rich, fragrant tobaccos. We don't want to confuse you with this business of throat irritation and medical claims about smoking. We're only concerned about the wonders of tobaccos, the goodness of tobaccos, the sheer joy of smoking the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. We talk about Old Gold's flavor and its grand, abundant fragrance. We don't manufacture throat care or treatments. Old Gold manufactures pleasure. The pleasure drawn up through mellow, delicious tobaccos. The pleasure of Old Gold smoke rolling smooth and tasty on your tongue. It comes down to this. If you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine. Yep, that's all there is to it. Just remember, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Gold.
My 1300 blood pressure. You would think with that insurance companies would be nice to me and give me that life insurance policy so I could be happy. Especially when they know that I'm not going to live very long. See, every minute now I could feel myself dying a little more. Uh-oh, this is not going for to help me either, because look who's walking over here now. Is that faker, Orgel Sharp.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parkinkongus, am I correct here?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct here. Lou, would you mind, please, for to say what you've got for to say fast, because, you see, I don't got much time.
No?
Mr. Sharp, I'm going to another world.
Oh. Moving to Glendale?
No, I'm not moving to Glendale. I was supposed to take out some life insurance.
Uh-huh.
But I was examined by the doctor. He told me what I had, 1,300 blood pressure.
1,300 blood pressure?
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody asks you what's cooking, you can say, I am. Hey, that's a pretty good joke.
Don't that kill you?
Yeah, I'm dying. You see, the insurance companies refused for to give me a policy. Not only that, but all the insurance companies has got an association, and they put it in my report, and none of that companies is going to give me a policy ever, you see?
No, Mr. Pakikakis, I would like to take an exception to that remark.
You would?
But there's one insurance company that will give you a policy. You realize that, don't you?
I didn't realize that. Well, what insurance company?
The insurance company that I own.
You own an insurance company?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it?
The Feeling Is.
The Feeling Is?
See, it's a mutual company.
No, never heard of that. The Feeling Is Mutual Insurance Company. I never heard of that. The company told me.
You didn't? No. Why, we're an old established company.
What?
Yes, sir. In fact, we're going to incorporate as soon as we sell our first policy.
Tell me, Mr. Sharp, where is your office?
Well, to tell you the truth,
yes,
ain't got no office just yet, but we're going to have a swell place just as soon as we can build. Uh-huh. Having our plans drawn up. Yes, sir, right now we got the artichoke working on the blue points.
So you got the artichoke working on the blue points?
Uh-huh. For the time being, we're just working out of temporary quarters.
Temporary quarters?
Yeah.
That must be your London office. Mr. Sharp, you know something I don't like for to hurt your feelings. But your insurance company does not sound very solid to me.
Solid?
Yes.
Brother, we're as solid as a rocket giblet's trawler.
The rock of giblet's trawler?
Uh-huh.
That is what the Prudential Life Insurance Company says. I've seen their company's picture on that rock, but never seen your company's picture on that rock.
Oh, well, our picture's on the back of the rock. It's a pretty big rock, brother. You can't see us from the front.
I see.
Now, just how big a life insurance policy do you want?
Well, I was supposed for together a $10,000 policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it.
I got it just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Then I suppose we're to get an examination?
Well, I'm coming to the examination, brother. Oh, yes. You didn't think that we was going to give you a $10,000 policy without a very stiff examination, did you?
I thought it was kind of funny.
Why, of course. Going to start your examination right now.
Okay.
What's your name?
Parker Cockish.
Congratulations, you passed the examination with flying.
That's the whole examination. I tell you my name?
Uh-huh. That's all there is to it. Now, look, I'll be glad to give you a receipt.
Yes?
If you just hand over the first premium
Tell me, for a $10,000 policy, how much do you charge?
$11,000.
Yes. Wait a minute. You insured me for $10,000. I'm got for to give you $11,000?
Why, sure. You don't expect us to lose money on a deal, do you? Hey, look. If you want a policy for less money,
yes,
why don't you take one of our 20-year in downtown mints?
In downtown mints?
Uh-huh.
What is that 20-year in downtown mints?
Well, instead of getting straight life, you see,
yes,
you pay for it in 20 years.
Yes.
With good behavior, you can get out in about 12 years.
No. Look, Mr. Sharp, this is the craziest insurance that I've never seen. I wouldn't take insurance from you company if you was the only company on earth.
Hey, Brenny, you're forgetting one thing. As far as you're concerned, we are the only company on earth.
I guess you're right. I guess what I should be glad what any company would give me
hey,
insurance.
Hey, Parky.
Yes,
Elliot just rushed over with some great news. Tell him about it, Elliot.
Well, that doctor made a terrible mistake. Instead of your blood pressure being 1,300, it was 130. He just added on an extra zero.
130? Gee, that's good, isn't it?
Good. Well, you're one of the healthiest men my company ever insured. Mr. Parker Cockus, we're very happy to write a $10,000 policy on your life. In fact, I brought the policy over with me. Here it is, right here. And all you've got to do is make the first payment, $328.
Boy, do I be glad for to write out this check, $328. There you are, Mr. Elliot, $328. Here's your money.
Well, thank you, Mr. Parker Cockus. Am I glad to get this? As I told you before, all I wanted to sell was this one policy. This $328 is my commission. I'm going to use this money to go in business for myself.
Yes.
So what it amounts to, Mr. Parker Cockus, is that you really set me up in business.
I was very happy for to do it.
Thank you.
I want to wish you the best of luck, too.
Thanks again.
By the way, what business are you going into?
Well, you see that bacon store right across the street from you?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to open a restaurant right there.
A restaurant, oh, for heaven's sake.
Next Saturday at midnight, daylight saving ends. This means that if you're in areas that do not have daylight saving time, Meet Me at Parkey's will come to you next Sunday, 1 hour later. To play safe, consult your local newspaper for the exact time of the broadcast. Remember, next Sunday, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parkey Carcass, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Martin, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, and Elliot Lewis, presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobacco for nearly 200 years. And makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Finberg and Parkey Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.